97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an interesting world when you're a rock star. Different city every night, different fans, different groupies. There's lots of things that are available to you just because you are a rock star. Now think of it if you are the wife of the rock star. And what is it like for you? On the phone right now, married to Scott Weiland. I'm not sure if you guys are still married or not. I apologize for not knowing. But ladies and gentlemen, Fall to Pieces is the new book. Mary Weiland on the phone. Mary, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
So are you still with Scott right now or no?
We're in the process of a divorce right now.
I'm sorry. Anybody who's ever been through a divorce knows it sucks.
It sucks. Nah, man, there's got to be a better word for it because it really sucks.
Yeah, it's like a dagger through the heart multiple times.
Yeah, but you know what the good news is we have a really great relationship, which is shocking. I mean, we're not Bruce and Demi, but, you know, we lunch and talk about dating and spend so much time with the kids. We vacation. So it's going really well, actually.
But it still sucks.
Yeah, it still sucks. I mean, you have this idea that you're going to be with someone for the rest of your life, and then that dream dies.
Sure.
And you have to grieve it, but you know, we're as happy as we can be, considering.
And of course, everyone knows Scott Weiland, lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver. Fall to Pieces is pretty much you meeting Scott, going through, and pretty much a lot of drugs available, aren't there?
There certainly are a lot of drugs available.
Talk about your experiences. Did you tour with Scott at all, or did you stay home while he toured, and how did that work?
The majority of the time I was on the road with him, and when the kids, prior to the kids starting school, we were always on the road, and then once they started school, it was pretty much summers.
And describe, you guys, different city every night. What's available to you as soon as you roll in? I mean, what's it like? You guys roll in, and what happens?
You know what, to tell you the truth, there wasn't that many drugs that we did while we were on the road. It really was mostly at home.
Really?
And I want to mention prior to having children.
Wow.
It was really at home.
That's actually surprising to me.
So yeah, it was, you know what? Honestly, I don't even know if I've seen drugs while we've been on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? We pack a lot in when we're home.
So you're kind of like someone who smokes cigarettes before they go on a long plane flight.
Yes, chain smokes.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Mary Weiland. The book is called Fall to Pieces, a memoir of drugs, rock and roll, and mental illness. Now, talk about the mental illness part, Mary. What's going on there?
The bipolar was the most important reason for my writing this book. It was, you know, it's not a tell-all bashing book about Scott. It's hopefully something that's going to help other people who are struggling with the similar demons that I had to struggle with, whether it's addiction or bipolar.
Now bipolar is something where it's extreme cases of extreme happy, extreme sad, violent depression, that kind of a thing? Or am I correct me if I'm wrong?
I don't know about violent. It's mania and depression, so it is extreme highs and extreme lows. Sometimes extreme happy, but sometimes it's just you are so manic that you can't control yourself. You can try, but it doesn't always happen.
Explain. You talk about yourself in the book. Explain, where people can get a frame of reference. Explain one of the extreme downsides, extreme cases of the bad side of bipolar.
The bad side of bipolar for me, I guess it kind of came in two different areas. One, sometimes I just could not get out of bed. I struggled to get out of bed. I was seriously depressed. And other times, I would fall into the addiction and use drugs to try to self-medicate.
And you would try, you would be down because of the bipolar and you would try to use drugs to try to, you know, just, if anything, just lift your spirits?
Just to feel what I thought was normal. And at the time, I didn't realize that I was bipolar.
Wow. So what did you use? How much did you use just to try to get to what you thought was normal?
The majority of what I used was heroin and coke.
Wow.
And for some reason, I thought that felt normal.
And let me ask you this: How long did the heroin, coke, marijuana, all that stuff? How long did you do that?
I had what I like to call one really bad year, And it was just the heroin and coke. I went to treatment centers and rehabs seven times during that year.
Seven times? You went to rehab seven times in 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I really... you know, the Weiland family motto is go big or stay home. So.
Now, are you clean at this point?
Oh, yes.
What about Scott?
I think so. I mean, he seems really normal to me. He doesn't have, like, the program side that I have, but... he seems to be doing well.
Because, I mean, Scott's known to have his demons as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tell the story of him proposing to you.
It's a simple proposal. That what makes it different, though, is that he was completely naked.
I'm sorry?
And he just got up one morning, got down on his knee, and asked me to marry him.
Where was the ring? Did he have it, like, in a box, I hope?
No, the ring was still at the store, and I got to pick it out.
So he just like rolled out of bed in his birthday suit and got on his knee and was like, hey, you want to get married?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he said it in a really sweet way. I was in such shock. I mean, I know, I always knew it would happen. I just, you know, it took about 100 years for it to actually get there. But I knew it would happen. And he knew that I'm a picky girl, so that I should have picked out my own ring.
So how long did you know him before that?
It's a total of 18 years now.
Wow.
I met him when I was 16, prior to getting a record deal or Stone Temple Pilots.
So you knew him way, way, way before.
Mm-hmm.
So how is obviously life for you has changed, you know, dramatically since meeting him when he was, you know, when you were 16 up until now. Now, again, we're talking to Mary Weiland, soon to be ex-wife of Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. I feel weird saying that. I apologize.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? It doesn't sound like any kind of good time.
Fall to Pieces is the book. It's available. And you said you were in, within 1 year, you were in and out of rehab seven times. Give me your take on the Dr. Drew show that's on VH1, the Celebrity Rehab. Is that accurate? Do you think that's effective? What do you think of that show and what they're doing?
I have a few thoughts on it. The first is when you are desperate to get help, you'll do anything, including a reality show, if it means that maybe you're going to get better.
Okay.
This might sound odd for somebody that's just written a book, but... you know, I'm a private person, so I couldn't imagine actually going on television and sharing those struggles. But I think it's a great show because when you're honest with what your issues are, other people open up. And people, I think, want to open up. They don't want to keep all their secrets. And I feel like that might be a good thing.
And, of course, the big check for like $125,000 doesn't hurt either, right?
Is that how much they get on that show?
I believe so. The number I heard was like 125 grand, 150 grand to do the show.
Wow, well, good for them. Hopefully they won't use it on drugs.
Well, that's the thing. They get out of there, and I've heard stories where they get out of the rehab and they go get together at someone's house, and then they do the drugs that they were in the show to do or, you know, to kick.
Yeah, well, many people, your everyday person, they go to treatment, and then they leave before their treatment is finished and go do the same thing. So it's a normal thing.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Mary Weiland, the book is Fall to Pieces. Are you afraid of going back? Are you afraid, not to Scott, but are you afraid of falling into
my old life?
Yeah, pretty much. Are you afraid of getting back into the heroin and the coke and falling back into that deep, deep depression that you're trying so hard to get rid of?
You know, I never, you know, knock on wood, I never think that I'll use heroin or coke ever again. I'm a mother. I could never do that to my kids, but I do worry about whatever happened if I didn't take my medication that's for bipolar, what kind of life I would lead. And, you know, a lot of times because I take this medication, it's a bummer because I don't get to be the most creative person, but my kids really don't care whether or not mommy's creative.
Mary, do you not go to parties and avoid social scenes? Because you know that there'll be that kind of stuff there, do you try to avoid it that way?
I don't avoid, you know, parties or social scenes. I don't think I'd find myself at 4 o'clock in the morning at a shady party, but, you know, your average party, I guess, or event, I would probably go to that. Or I do.
Wonderful. Mary Weiland, the book is Fall to Pieces. I hope Scott's doing well.
He's doing really well.
I, you know, because... I know that you're doing well and you're setting yourself up to do well, but it seems like he's going back and forth a lot more than you are, and I hope that, you know, everything's good with him.
Yeah, no, he's doing really good right now.
And good luck on the divorce. I know it's I got my first one out of the way early, so I understand all the rigmarole, and especially when there's kids involved. So.
Yeah, it's practice.
So, Mary Weiland, the book is Fall to Pieces. Mary, thank you so much for the time, and good luck.
Thank you.
And do you have a website or anything that you can promote as far as if you know someone who has the bipolar or you think maybe bipolar or anything like that?
Right now, it's falltopiecesthebook.com, and I'm working to put together different places where people can get help. Right now, I'm just working with the Clara Foundation in Los Angeles, and they're really amazing. They have a mothers and children's program, which is really important because a lot of times women don't get help because they don't know what to do. They don't want to abandon their children. So that's the main focus I have right now, and
Very cool. Working
on putting something together.
The book is Fall to Pieces. Mary Weiland, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. It's Mary Weiland, everybody.
Thank
Be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.